As of yesterday, since we were learning the sugyas of Talmud Torah the last several weeks, so we began to talk about some of the special, unique obligations, aspects of Talmud Torah, as relate to the Yom Tov in general, particularly to the Yom Tov Pesach. So we mentioned the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim and Vav that Sholem V'Darshim Bruchos HaPesach on Pesach Shloshim Yom, that we are supposed to be discussing, learning, and questioning and answering issues relating to Chos Pesach already for 30 days before the Yom Tov Pesach. So the Rishonim are bothered with the question concerning this halacha. The Gemara tells us in the end of Maseches Megillah that Moshe Tikilam the Israel, that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted for Klal Yisrael, Shu Shol and Chos Pesach BePesach, Chos Atzeres BeAtzeres, Chos Chag BeChag. The one that's supposed to be involved in the study of the halachas of Pesach on Pesach itself, one's supposed to delve into Chos Shavuos on Shavuos and Chos Sukkos on Sukkos. So the problem is that it sounds like it's a chiddush from this Gemara that when it comes Pesach, then you start to open up Masechet Pesachim. Come Sukkos, then you start to learn Masechet Sukkah. We've already been learning for the last 30 days. Hopefully, the premise is, if we've all been fulfilling the din of Darshan, already Shloshim Yom, so why does the Gemara make it sound like it's almost something that only begins on the Yontif itself? So what is it? When is the Mechayev to learn the halachas of any given Yontif? Does the Mechayev start 30 days before, or does the Mechayev only start on Yontif proper? There's a throwback to what we spoke a little bit about yesterday. We mentioned yesterday the sheet of the Rav, and the Rav quotes an opinion that 30 days before Yom Tov, one is not obligated to learn the halachas of that Yom Tov. One is just able to learn the halachas. Namely, that if a person asks a question 30 days before Yom Tov, so you can't throw the person out. You can't say, you're asking Shloki Inyan. If I'm saying Shir and Masechta Shabbos, and a guy asks a question in the middle of Bav Metzia, I can ignore the question. But if I'm saying a Shir and Masechta Shabbos, and somebody raises the question, how to kash in the stove, so I have to answer them within 30 days, that's considered to be a Shol Kinyan. So according to the Ran, when the Gemara says Shol and because of Pesach, Shloshim Yom, that's not a Chiyuv, so then the question doesn't get off the ground. So the din of Shol and because of Pesach means it's an appropriate question. It doesn't mean you're Mechuyuv to ask the question. It only comes the yontif proper. That's when the chiyuv of a sholin, hilchos pesach, of darshan, hilchos pesach, learning hilchos pesach kicks in. So according to the Ran, I understand it very well. But other rishonim don't interpret the gemara like the Ran. We mentioned yesterday that Rashi and others hold that there's a real bona fide chiyuv to learn 30 days before. So there's a real bona fide chiyuv to learn 30 days before. What is this chadesh on the yontif itself? So one could suggest that they're both true. There's a din of Sholem 30 days before, and there's a din of on the Yontif itself. It's not really a stira. It means both chiyuv are true. One can even go a step further. One could say that the chiyuvim are different in nature. Going back to what we mentioned yesterday in the name of the Beis Halevi, that it could be that the learning of the 30 days before is more begeder of Hechsher Mitzvah. It's more begeder of preparation for the mitzvah Pesach. It's definitely a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's no question about it, but it's that dimension of Talmud Torah that's not necessarily a mitzvah in and of itself. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi said that concerning Kol HaTorah Kula, even if there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, imagine for a minute that there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we still would have had to learn Chol Shabbos. We still would have had to learn Chol Kashrus, because in order to perform a mitzvah, you have to know how to do it. So the same way you have to buy matzahs, the same way you have to build a sukkah, so you have to learn Chol Matzahs, you have to learn Chol Sukkah in order to know how to perform the mitzvah properly. So it could be that the chiv of learning 30 days before is a preparation for the mitzvah proper. The chiv of learning on Yontif, it's not a preparation. I'm going to sit down now and learn the halachas of chametz. In a week from now, it's going to be a little late. What kind of preparation is that going to be? That's a different word. That's al tinyan of the yoma. That's part of the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it's appropriate to learn the halachas as relates to that particular yontif. So it could be that the question is not the most overwhelming question. How could it be that on one hand we have to learn 30 days before, and on another hand we have to learn on the yontif? It could be that they're both true. But the Mishnah Bura, in the beginning of Chos Pesach, quotes an answer that some Acharonim give in a different light. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from some Acharonim that if you look carefully at the Gemara in Pesachim and Avav, when the Gemara derives from Psukim, the din of 30 days, where does it come from? The Gemara says it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael already on Pesach Rishon all about the din of Pesach Sheni. So 30 days in advance, he's already giving them Hilchos Pesach Sheni. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and quotes from some Acharonim and say, that din that you have to teach Hilchos Pesach 30 days before is derived from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a chovas harabbanim. That's a chovah on the tzibur. That's a chovah on the shuls. Namely, that the rabbanim, the shuls, but they have to make available the shiurim in Chos Pesach. So the rabbanim have to start to be dairy fish. So it's a strange thing. It doesn't mean the Malabatim have to come. I mean, it's nice if they do come, but they don't have to come. It's not a chova kol yochid v'yochid. It's not an obligation each and every individual to learn Ruchos Pesach. It's a din that the tzibur, also tzibur, has to make available to those who want to know. You have to just like give a shiurim on and get it ready for the seder, get it ready for the how to cash your home. But in terms of the chiv v'seyochid, in terms of the chiv and kolechid v'yochid, so that chiv kicks it on yom to proper. So they're really two different chiv, two different mechayvim, and two different groups of individuals who the chiv magir to. So Medayi slice that the Gemara does discuss the. There's some degree halacha of shalom shloshim yom kodem chag. The Gemara does discuss the din of darshin uchus pesach by pesach. So do we say that these are fundamentally two different types of dinim? According to the Ran, they're very different. According to the Ran, the first one is not a chiyuv. The second one is a chiyuv. According to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, these achronim's understanding, they're both chiyuvim, but they're chiyuvim on different people. Or do we say no? That they both complement one another. They're not fundamentally different from one another. And both of them are true. And again, whether these are part of the mitzvah of regular Talmud Torah, part of Hekshem, that's part of the lumdus we spoke a little bit about yesterday. But most of what we said, according to some opinions, can apply to all the Yom Tovim, or even if it only applies to Pesach, but it's not unique to the Lel HaSeder. The din of learning Hilchos Pesach or Pesach applies to the entire week of Pesach, but there is perhaps an added dimension of Talmud Torah that exists on the Lel HaSeder. What does that mean, the Lel HaSeder? We know the mitzvah salayla, there's a mitzvah of eating matzah and moror and drinking dal kaisas, saying sequences and triumph. Where does Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah is always a nice thing, but where does Talmud Torah fit in specifically, uniquely to the Lel HaSeder? So there are two Mamari Chazal about extending the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, about talking about the Lel HaSeder, even way, way past the bare minimum. So one, of course, is the famous Mamari Chazal that we have in the counted in our Haggadah, Ba'isav Lazva B'Shua, Shem Esapur Yetzias Mitzrayim Koloso HaLayla. They were involving themselves in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire night. So that already we understand. So the halakhic context of that story makes a lot of sense. Because there's a mitzvah deraisa, we got it to Labincha. Even though one could fulfill the mitzvah deraisa with a small amount, nevertheless, we say in the Agoda, Kalamaba raisa mishubach. So the more the merrier, the more you go past the minimum amount, that's considered to be a greater kiyum of we got it to Labincha. To such an extent that the Netziv has a chiddush, Kalamaba l'sapa raisa mishubach, doesn't only mean quantitatively how much a person speaks, but it means in terms of zman as well. Means there's a very unique mitzvah, different from all other mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to go past the zman. Normally, when you have a zman, a mitzvah, so you blow shofar. So you blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. You don't continue blowing shofar into the next day. So you shake a lulav. So you shake a lulav. So you don't continue till Chanukah shaking a lulav. When it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, kol ha'marva reiza meshubach means you go a little bit past the zman of mitzvah. The zman achiyuv is whatever the zman is, and then you go, kolamaber is a mishubach, you go a little bit past that. How do you know that, says the Netziv? He says that's exactly what the story tells us, that Maiseb, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishua, one of the Tanoim there was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's sheet happened to be that the zman of Achilas Korban Pesach min HaTorah is only until Chatzos, and therefore the Gemara says the zman of Achilas Matzah min HaTorah is only until Chatzos. And the corollary is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Tuchatzos also, because Ba'avur Zeh, Lo Amarti El Mishah Sheish Matzah Lo Menachal Lefanecha. So since the mitzvah, the Arayis of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim ended in Chatzos, why don't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah go home? Should he go to sleep? Get up and talk to Shachris tomorrow? What's he doing the whole night being Mesapur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So there are many, many answers to this question. So of course, one of the simple answers is that he was there in deference to Rabbi Akiva. That's why the Chazal say it was Ma'aseh b'Bnei Brak. Rabbi Akiva was the Rav of B'nei Brak. But Yishlema says that it's the reason why he was there was to demonstrate this idea that even though the Seder had finished for him, Mesapur Yetzias Mitzrayim kol so alayla, he would continue even until the morning, even past the point of Chatzos. Then, I don't remember the Netziv himself says this, others add on, that the same could be said for Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva also continued past the Zman. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Zman of Sipur ends at Alos HaShachar, when the beginning light, when dawn, that's the beginning of ready the next day. So according to Rabbi Akiva, You can't eat the korban Pesach after Alos Hashach. If you eat after Alos Hashach, that's nice, you have karis. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah anymore after Echol Matzah. It's over in the morning. It's over by Alos Hashachar. So Sipa Tzitz Mitzrayim. It was also over at that point. So why was Rabbi Akiva still going? Rabbi Akiva was going until Achibol Tamidem, Bama Megiz, Mankrish, Rosh Hashachris. So Mankrish, Rosh Hashachris is after Alos Hashachar. So why was Rabbi Akiva continuing? So it says in the Tziv, it says others, but that's in the Tziv. You see, even for Rabbi Akiva sheet, that there's an inyan to continue, Kolos, Alayla, to continue, even past this man of Chiyuv. The Rai is not necessarily an ironclad Rai. The Rai is almost asked with a certain perspective. The perspective of the Rai is that Rabbi Akiva had a watch. He had his ma'ez manam on him. He knew exactly what time Alos Hashachar was, and why didn't he close the gun at that point? If you live in a world where Rabbi Akiva was sitting indoors, nobody knew what time it was. Nobody knew. At Shabbat Tamidim, the Tamidim came and told them. It was Takas Man, his mind for Kriyas Shema. So again, the Kash is not the end of the world, but it's an interesting idea anyway. But I call part of it in the Haggadah, the way this Chiyam, or this Kiyam of Kol Amar B'Reizim Meshubach is presented. So it's presented as a Masapir B'Tzias Mitzrayim. They were discussing the story of B'Tzias Mitzrayim, the Sipur B'Tzias Mitzrayim. There's a similar a passage that appears in the Tesefta with different Tanoim, with a little bit of a different nuance of the story. So the Tesefta says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel is a Kenim. So Rabbi Gamliel didn't live in Bnei Brak. Rabbi Gamliel was probably in Yavna. The story took place in a different place. So Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel is a Kenim. That they were Osek in the halachas of Korban Pesach, or Matzmor, they were Osek in the dinim of Pesach night, Kolos Alayla. So the same way that we say that Kol Amar B'Reizim Meshubach refers to the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim of our story in Nagoda, it sounds like that the Sefta is saying the identical thing vis-a-vis the Huchas HaPesach. That's not Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, it's a different form. So the truth is that in Shulchan Aruch, both of these have combined together. Shulchan Aruch quotes that the proper thing to do is a person should stay up after the Seder is over and be Oisek in Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim and be Oisek in the Huchas HaPesach until he's overtaken by sleep. Usually, for me, that takes about 2 minutes. But both of these aspects have made it lahalacha that a person is supposed to be involved both in Yitzipur Tzitz Mitzrayim as well as in the Oseik Bilchus HaPesach. So what is that all about? Where did that Oseik Bilchus HaPesach come from? It's very nice to learn Torah, we're all for Talmud Torah, but the mitzvah on Pesach night is Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is we got it to Labincha. So why exactly are we being Oisek in Luchas HaPesach? Why is that somehow a kiyum of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim? So the emphasis is that this is not the first place. You don't have to run to a Tesefta to find this idea that being Oisek in Luchas HaPesach is considered to be a part of the mitzvah of Yigadat Labincha. We respond to the Ben Chochem that way. The Balagoda sets up for us the four different ways to fulfill the mitzvah Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. The Abba Bonim, not just a game. The Abba Bonim are four different tracks, four different ways to answer how to fulfill the mitzvah Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, each child according to their own needs. So the Chacham is given a very, very strange answer. The Chacham is told, so we open up the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, and we start learning the Maseches Pesachim. So the Rambam had the Girsa, and that answer, the Rambam said, it says, Afata emol kichus haPesach ad emaftir nacha pesach avikomen. Emaftir nacha pesach avikomen is the very end of Maseches Pesachim. It's the second to last Mishnah of Maseches Pesachim. So basically, what the answer to the Chacham, to the Ben Chacham is, let's open up a Gemara, start learning Yichus Pesach until the very end. So that idea that we're responding to the Ben Chacham on the Seder night by learning Hilchas Matzah, Mor, and Dalakasis, and Hilchas Pesach with him, why is that a kiyum of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim? That should be a kiyum of Talmud Torah. That's a beautiful thing. We should learn with the Ben Chacham the next day. We should learn with the Mor Chalmai. So he won't go to the amusement park. We'll sit and learn Maseches Pesachim with him. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim? So clearly the idea that's being expressed here by Chazal is that Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is not just the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim. to fulfill Sibra Tzitzis Mitzrayim properly. So it's not just that you tell over the Esamachis, you tell over the Yadis Secheira, Savadim Ayinu, Maschim Begdus Tav Shevach. That's all true. Those are all parts of the mitzvah. But there's a dimension of the mitzvah as well to be Oisek in the Halachas of the night as well. That the limud of the Hilchos HaPesach become a part and parcel of the very Etzem HaSipur. That's part of the mitzvah of Sibra Tzitzis Mitzrayim, is to discuss the halachas, particularly those halachas that pertain to Pesach night. Of course, the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mor. That's a kiyum, not just of Talmud Torah, and not just of being Isaac in halachas of the Yontif. That's gufa kiyum of Higadot Labincha. This idea seems to be expressed in a machlekes between the Rambam and other Rishonim, how to understand the famous Mishnah in the end of Masechet Pesachim. That, of course, we say at the Seder, the famous Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer. So Rabbi Gamliel says that Koshla Omashla Shadar Bepesach Liyotze Dechavasai, anyone who didn't speak about the following three mitzvahs didn't fulfill his obligation. So of course, what is unclear about Rabbi Gamliel's statement is Liyotze Dechavasai of what? Which obligation didn't he fulfill? The word Chavasai was a very vague term. So there's a Machlekes in Rishonim, which Chav is Rabbi Gamliel referring to? So Tosfos and the Ran interpret Rabbi Gamliel to be referring to the chova of the Pesach Matzah Maror. Namely, it is not enough just to eat Korban Pesach. It's not enough just to eat Matzah. It's not enough to eat Maror. You have to talk about it. You have to discuss it. You have to give the reasons for it as well. And if you don't, then you didn't really fulfill the mitzvah properly. That's why the Ran comments on Pesachim and says, what does Rabbi Gamliel mean when he says, Lo yotze de chavasai? That he wasn't yotze? What he means, he mamish wasn't yotze? B'diyevet? If a guy eats a kizayis and matzah, he doesn't say a word, doesn't talk about the matzah. So he didn't fulfill be'erev tayf the matzah? How could that be? I thought he was yotze in the mitzvah, he ate the matzah. All Rabbi Gamliel meant was, lo yotze dechavaso kitikuno. That means he wasn't yotze his chiyuv in the most beautiful, most wonderful way, but the bare bone minimum chiyuv, I thought he was yotze. So Rabbi Gamliel is a little bit emphasizing to how important it is to talk about the Pesach Matzah Maror, and he said Liyotze Dechavasav Etzlav Dafka. The Lashon is a little bit more than it literally means. That's why the Ran says that sometimes Chazal will use the phrase Liyotze Dechavasai, and it doesn't mean it mamish b'diavad. Liyotze Dechavasai means, if you think about it, Liyotze Dechavasai means you didn't fulfill your obligation. Namely, you were obligated to do X, Y, and Z, and you didn't really do it. It doesn't mean Liyotze de mitzvasa. It doesn't mean you didn't fulfill anything. It doesn't mean you wasted your time at the Seder. It means you didn't do it kedaschudin. You didn't do it kichol chukasa mishpat. You didn't do it in the most appropriate way. But the lashon Liyotze de chavasa is lav dafka. That's where the Ran quotes the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Sukkah. The Gemara tells the story how there was machlekes b'sham b'silel. If a person eats in a sukkah, but their table is outside of the sukkah, what are they yotze the mitzvah now? So min haTorah yotze, min the sukkah, what I came where my table is, but min the Rabbanon, you're not supposed to do it that way, because we're afraid if your table's outside the sukkah, you're going to lean over and bend over, and you can end up eating outside the sukkah. So Gemara tells a story that once the Tanoim went to visit Rabbi Yechanan Charani, one of the older Tanoim, and he was sitting in such a sukkah that he was inside the sukkah and his table was outside. And some of the Tanoim who held that what he was doing was not appropriate, so they said to him that Imkele Yisa'isa Lokiyamta Mitzah Sukkah Miyamecha. They sent him a very strong lasha. They said, if this is how you eat in the sukkah, you never fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. So the Ran says, what do you mean you never fulfill the mitzvah? Even according to the Machmir, it's only with the Rabbanon, it doesn't detract mamish from the mitzvah. It means you didn't fulfill the mitzvah properly. So why the harsh lashon? Why the strong lashon? Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah. It makes it sound like you were never ever yotze even b'diavad. So the Ran writes, nah, we know the Chazal sometimes spoke that way, that it was just for emphasis, just to say that you didn't do things lechatchil, you didn't do things in the right way, but it doesn't mean you mamish weren't yotze. And the Ran brings a raya for this from Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer, Koshla Amash Lashin Dvarim Liyotze Dechavasai. So the Ran says that the Liyotze Dechavasai is referring to the Achilas Matzah, but the Lashon of Liyotze is Lav Dafka. But if you look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Luchas Chometz Matzah, the Rambam clearly didn't learn Rabbi Gamliel this way. The Rambam writes that you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Higadata, you have to say over Sibra Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and what components, what makes up Sibra Tzitzis Mitzrayim? So the Rambam lists a few different parts of the mitzvah. So one of the parts of the mitzvah the Rambam writes is the Amiras Pesach Matzah Maror. Says the Rambam, if a person doesn't speak about the Pesach Matzah Maror, lo yotze dechavasa mamish, he wasn't yotze min deraisa, the mitzvah of Higadata Levincha. So unlike Tosfos and the Ran who say, you weren't yotze lechatchila the Achilas Matzah, The Ram says we yaitzei lechatchila matzah. There's no mitzvah to talk about matzah. Atzach is matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is not a mechayev to talk about matzah. The mitzvah of sipatzias mitzrayim is mechayev to talk about matzah. It's mechayev even b'diavad, even likuva. The Ram wrote the Mishnah Kipshuta. Kol shlo amar shlosha dvar bepesach lo yotzei dechavaso. Question: well, which chayva? The chayva of sipatzias mitzrayim. So according to the Rambam, it's a very strange thing that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sibyut Yis Mitzrayim, you have to mention the mitzvah halayla. You have to elaborate, you have to talk about the mitzvah halayla. Why is that? The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, that I have to talk about Yis Yis Mitzrayim. So a guy will tell over the whole story of the Shiva, the whole story of the Chavis, the whole story of the Esamach. He'll do everything, he'll act everything out, but he just forgot to make the link to talk about Pesach Matzavara. He's not Yetzim in the Raisa. So as I stay in the Rambam, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says, according to the Rambam. He mamish didn't fulfill his mitzvah. He doesn't talk about the Pesach Matzavara. Why not? Where does that come from? What kind of a din is that? Why is it so important to, in effect, learn Pesach Matzavara? Why is it important to talk about the mitzvah Salayla in the Sipur? Why can't the Sipur just revolve around the Sipur, about the events, about the miraculous events? Why does it have to be this bridge to the mitzvah Salayla? Why is it that the Chacham sits and learns Pesach Matzavara the whole night? Why is it Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rabbi Gamliel's Zakenim, you sit and learn Huchas Pesach all night? What is the learning of the Halachas? Why does the Halachas become an integral part of the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim? So the Chacham answer is Pashut. It's Mamash in the Pasuk. That's exactly what the Pasuk says. You got to tell Abin Chabiyom Leimar, what do you have to tell your children? Ba'avur Zeh, Asa Hashem Libet Esim Mitzrayim. What's the Ba'avur Zeh? So Zeh means Zeh, Zel Kelev Yerveh, you're pointing. What are you pointing to? You're pointing to what's on the Seder table. What's on the Seder table? The Pesach Matzabar. That's what we say in Dagod, the Yocham Resh Chaydesh. I would think that you tell over the story from Resh Chaydesh. I would think you tell over the story from Bibi Yod Yom. Tamalo Ba'avur Zeh. So the Ba'avur Zeh is not just a din in the Zmana mitzvah. It's not just something that tells us when to perform Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. But the Ba'avur Zeh is an integral part of the Sipur that you have to talk about the Ba'avur Zeh. If a person just says, Tzayim Mitzrayim, that's half the mitzvah. But it says, Ba'avur Zeh, Sashem, Libet Tzayim Mitzrayim. You have to tell over to your children the Ba'avur Zeh. So anything that you do to discuss the Ba'avur Zeh, any elaboration upon the Hilchos Pesach Matzavara is part of the key. If you got it to the Minchot, it's exactly what he's supposed to be doing on Pesach Night. He's supposed to be talking about the Nisim and the Flaos, as well as the Mitzvah Salayla. And why conceptually, why is that so important? You have to talk about the Mitzvah Salayla. Why can't I just suffice by talking about the Sipur? I'll tell over the great story. I'll tell over all the Esamach, all the Midrashim about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do I have to link it, according to the Rambam? Why is it so critical, according to the Rambam's version of Rabbi Gamliel, to link it to the Mitzvah Salayla? So the Beis HaLevi has a comment in Chumash on the Pasuk Ba'avur Zeh Asa Hashem Libet Tzayim Mitzrayim, where the Beis HaLevi says that the dictum, the grammar of the Pasuk is almost out of order, is almost backwards. That when the Torah is describing the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, so the Torah says Ba'avur Zeh, because of this, Asa Hashem Libet Tzayim Mitzrayim, because Hashem Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So the order is backwards. Why? What the Pasuk really should have said is, Ba'avur Shalti Al Sonam Mitzrayim, now I have Zeh. Because what, chicken before the egg, what came first? So the Chara, Yetzias Mitzrayim came first. Kodesh Baruch Hu got ready to take us out of Mitzrayim. And now he gave us three mitzvahs alayla to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He gave us the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. He gave us the mitzvah of Mas. He gave us the mitzvah of Maror. And these three things are Zeichet to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it should have said something along the lines of Yigat al-Abin Chabiyom al-Leymor, Hotzianu Hashem Mitzrayim, and therefore I eat the Pesach Matzamor. So the Pesach is backwards. Ba'avur Zeh, because of Pesach Matzamor, therefore I left Mitzrayim. So the Beis HaLevi says, because we sometimes think that the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us are almost like a response to certain natural events, to certain historical events. Because X, Y, and Z happened, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi says, no, it's the exact opposite. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. The mitzvah exists as an entity of itself. It says in the Zohar, it's Tachal Baraisa Bar Yama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first looked into the Torah, and then he created the world. It means the Torah preceded the world. The Torah is the blueprint for the entire world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmoso created a mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Achilas Maror. That exists in a world, that exists in the Elam HaSal Yoinim, that exists in the realm of Rebbe Shalom's Chochmah. long before there was an Egypt, long before there was a Pharaoh, long before there was a pyramid, long before there was the Jewish people. That there's a Be'erev Toch L'Matzos is a mitzvah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah that, it's a strange statement I'm going to make, but it has nothing to do with Tzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah Be'erev Toch L'Matzos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created B'chachmasai, Leil Tesvav Nisan is a time for Achilles Matzah. It's a time for Achilles Mar. It's a time for Achilles Karim Pesach. The Rebbeinu Shalom now, in a sense, created history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let history run in such a way that now Klal Yisrael can relate these mitzvahs. Speak to me now. If you're stumbling to tell me, "Rav Nachman Shlomo Shlomo, eat matzah Pesach night," I'm going to be scratching my head. I never heard of Pesach. I never heard of Yitzis. What am I doing? So the Rebbeinu Shalom created a whole historical reality. Halach ba'an yediachol avasan b'mitzrayim. Vayochot zabotzich asher tzivus b'sol b'mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us things that we can relate to. Now the mitzvah matzah speaks to us. So now matzah zeichel yavdus and matzah zeichel cheres and there's a carbon Pesach and ve'maras chayim and mara. Now all these mitzvahs fit into our understanding of the world. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu chachmasa brought these mitzvahs down the shemayim into this world as well for us to relate to. But ultimately, it's not that first came with Yitzhak Drive, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom thought, oh great, now this is Yitzhak Drive, let's give Klai Yisrael a mitzvah. No. Because Baruch Hu planned to give us the mitzvah from day one. Now we created the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, so that the mitzvah makes sense for us. So that's Mamash what it says. Bavur Zeh, Asa Hashem Li B'tzitzi Mitzrayim. Bishvil Zeh. Bishvil, he wanted to give us Pesach Matzah Morer, Hotzianu Hashem Mitzrayim. So according to this Beis Halevi, now we understand very, very well why if a person tells over all the great story and left out the punchline, he never gets to the punchline and never says, "Oh, by the way, this is why I'm eating Pesach Matzah Morer." So Ika Chasim in a Sefer, he told a nice story about a nice historical event of leaving Mitzrayim, but he didn't get to the Matzah, he didn't get to the goal. The whole goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to get us to the Pesach Matzah Morer. So if you tell the story, but get... It's like you read a whole story. You left out the last chapter. You left out, no one knows how the story ended. The whole goal of the story was to get to the punchline of Achilles Pesach Matzah Morer. So obviously you have to put a lot of emphasis on the Pesach Matzah Morer. So that's why the Rabbi Gamliel was a Kenim. So they told a little bit about the story, and then they spent the night learning the halachas. That's why the Ben Chochem, you tell them a little bit about the story, then you spent the night learning the halachas. So different children you have to spend. Some you spend a lot of time in the story, they're not going to understand, they're not going to appreciate, they're not yet mature enough to understand the halachas. So for them, you give them a little bit of a basic halachas, you tell them a little bit about the Pesach Matzah Morer, and the rest, you tell them good stories about the Yesemachas. For the Ben Chochem, so you tell them a little bit about the story, and you sing Dayenu with him, and then you tell him about the halachas. So different children have different, are holding different levels of understanding. Everyone has to have a little bit of both. Everyone has to have a little bit of sipur of the nisim and the flows, and a little bit of the halachas as well. So the learning of Hilchos Pesach Matzah Morer and Pesach Night is not just talmud of Talmud Torah. It gufa is a kiyum of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So kopanim, we our main focus this week is on the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but we find that on Yom Tov, in particular the Yom Tov of Pesach, there are three additional kiyum of quote-unquote Talmud Torah that take place. There's the Talmud Torah of Shleishim Yom Ked B'Chag, there's the Talmud Torah of Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, and then there's the unique Talmud Torah that takes place as part of the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So Shem Wanei Echach Hashem Semech, and that's Shem Yefti Yom Tov, we'll continue on with the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim.